Comedian Colin Quinn likes to make history funny.
Ancient Greeks, first ones to say an unexamined life is not worth living. They don't tell you what we found out. An examined life, not that fascinating either. When you've examined your life as we have, you realize you're not going to be Stephen Hawking, Ryan Seacrest, whatever their dream is.
That is from his 2011 special, Long Story Short. These days, Colin Quinn's target is the United States of America. His new book is Overstated, a Coast-to-Coast Roast of the 50 States. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
In his new book, Colin Quinn calls Vermont the old hippie state, Florida a hot mess state, Wisconsin, the diet starts tomorrow state.
New Jersey, a bad idea to continue.
The book is a spin-off of his Netflix special, Red State, Blue State.
Missouri, the show me state. You can't call yourselves that and then have nothing to show us.
Quinn says whenever he tackles history, it's not just to get laughs.
I feel like I do these shows for myself to try to figure things out, how people become the way they become, you know?
That curiosity started early, growing up in a blue-collar family in Brooklyn in the 1960s and 70s. Quinn says they were very Irish and very into reading. He remembers being around his mother and his aunts.
Women from the 50s, they didn't go to college, but they were so well-read, just intellectuals without college degrees. And they would just like sit there and just be chain-smoking and drinking and spouting, you know, Yeats quotes.
Like a kind of blue-collar philosopher, Quinn researched all of the different immigrant groups that shaped New York City's personality, including the Irish.
We just did what every group did. We brought all our history and put that onto it to make sense to us. So we made it into parishes. And a parish is just, you know, a church, some Irish people, and a bar, basically. And the bar and the church are very similar. There's a lot of stained glass in both places.
He really, really has a powerful X-ray eye about people and situations. And this is kind of the essence of comedy.
Jerry Seinfeld directed Quinn's special, New York Story. They've been friends for about 25 years. Seinfeld told me they talk about the craft of comedy all the time.
We have a bit of a similar approach that we really love to spend time doing real writing. And we're proud of it, and we struggle with it. And there's actually not a lot of stand-up comics that do that.
For Colin Quinn, the writing process doesn't work without an audience, which makes it really difficult in a pandemic. He recently taped a comedy special at a drive-in movie theater in Brooklyn. It airs on HBO later this fall. People in the audience had to stay in their cars, so he and the other comedians on stage couldn't hear their laughter or their silence.
It does pain me to say it, but the audience is such a part of our creative process that we need them much more than any other field, because you really work out all your material with the crowd. They do all your editing.
Another thing that's hard right now, making the political divide funny, but he's trying.
The right sees only the positive. The left sees only the negative. Right sees this country like they're at a high school football game in the stands, cheering, USA, USA, we're number one. And the left sees it like they're at an ICU unit. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do.
So here we are, writes Quinn in his new book, in 50 states couples counseling, about to file papers for divorce. Quinn says right now, Americans aren't willing to compromise.
We still have that innocence that a lot of the older countries don't have, that where they're a little more like practical, like laid back. We're still like, no, it's got to be fair. It's got to be right. It's got to be 100%, you know? And it's like, that's a very childish way of looking at things, you know?
Colin Quinn doesn't give away too much about his own politics. Ever the equal opportunity offender, he pretty much rips both liberals and conservatives to shreds. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.